When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You guys can have whatever you want. I think Kendrick Lamar is overrated.
Oh!
Way overrated. Oh, oh, oh. It's rap for people like Elliot Shore Parks, who spent 10 years just slurping Kanye, and now they need somebody else.
Why is Glazing?
Yeah.
Glazing.
Best cool tune. So that's fine. I can't believe we removed the Rage Against the Machine when we have 3:30 just sitting there. So Jack can play his Pearl Jam, but it's fine.
Well, you can always move Rage to 3.
We could move Rage to 3, but we can move Rage to 3, and then we could put Annie up at 3:30.
Okay.
We could do that. All right. We'll have a little meeting. We'll talk about things.
Okay.
All right. Talk about things. All right. Why don't we do Jack's little segment here? Yeah.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I mean, there's definitely a chance I'm going to forget about all these moving parts of the little music beds by tomorrow.
You forget about it?
Yeah,
imagine. Now, let me ask you this, Jack.
I don't like where this is going. I was just kidding.
Yeah,
I'll definitely remember.
Forget about it. Imagine if there was one document that had everything we do on the show when we did it. So wow. In case you weren't here at some point, somebody else would know, so you wouldn't have to send them 10 text messages and they forget about it.
Well, I'd let them know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the other ones are in there.
That's part of his way of maintaining control.
Yes, they don't know where Ike Juice is.
If you don't make that document.
I set everyone up to fail so that no one thinks that they can be comfortable in this seat.
I can't.
That's exactly what he said.
You know what? When you're out on paternity leave, I'm going to have Buzz make the document.
2 weeks.
How do you like that?
2 weeks.
Paternity leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus.
This
Christ.
Guy.
Yeah. All right.
Crying at the Titanic. I can't.
All right. See how he redirects?
Yep.
This one after you today is the top five callers that live rent-free in Spike's head.
Oh. I don't like this one.
Ike, I'm going to need you to let me know if I have this in the right order.
Okay.
All right.
Now, number five is not a caller specifically,
okay,
but also equal members of the show, and that is the text line in general. The text yeah. line does live rent-free in Spike's head.
I think
there's a part of him that dreads it every single day at 5:45.
Yeah. It is a good bit. It comes for me every day.
Well, Elliot gets it a lot as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And Ike.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But no me. But yeah.
It's amazing how none of the texts say anything about bad about Jack.
Yeah, well, listen. What can you do? Number four, the fourth caller that lives rent-free in Spike's head. And this is an ongoing rivalry that I don't see ending anytime soon. Is Chuck and Mount Airy.
Oh, well.
Well, so can I disagree on this one?
Sure. Okay.
He does not live rent-free in my head.
Do you think you live rent-free in Chuck's head?
I do. I think it's the other way around. Now, I know the rest of these probably do live rent-free in my head. I can think of two of them that I'm sure will be on this list. I'm trying to think of the third. Chuck does not live rent-free in my head, actually. Chuck, the things that live rent-free in my head are people who, because you know I love arguing. And the people who just keep bobbing and weaving, those guys and who are relentless, those are the people who live rent free in my head. Chuck just screams. So I love Chuck. I'm sorry that he chose the midday show over us, but I don't agree with this one, Ike. I don't know what your opinion is whether Chuck.
No, I think you nailed it. I don't think he lives rent free in your head the way some of the other callers that
sure.
Jack may put on the list
yeah.
there.
But also a quick trigger when Chuck was at his peak.
Yeah. See, rent-free would mean, like, now he still thinks about it, which I don't
no.
think Spike has been freed of Chuck.
Yes.
I think so, too. Yeah. Third is OG Wade.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because you can just see it coming. He'll make the one comment. Uh-huh. And you can always tell when one comment goes too far. Elliot does it to where Spike goes, I got to argue that.
Yep.
And OG Wade does it as well. I mean, OG Wade is a master at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. To a point where sometimes.
Mike does me a solid.
Well, no. But here's the thing I'm wondering. No. OG, I think he knows he's getting under your skin a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me thinks that's part of why he's calling up to do it. Like, yeah. He wants to do his little rhetoric and get his little, you know, Jalen Hurts stuff out there.
Yep.
But then he also wants to see if you'll go back and forth with him.
And then he acts disappointed when I do. He'll be like, will you let me talk? And I'm
like, well, he needs his little monologues.
Yeah. Well, the thing that...
I remember, I lived this with OG.
Yes. And you guys had some rough moments.
We had some battles.
Yeah.
And I knew when he called, I knew that's what was about to happen.
And going into every OG call, I say this to myself. I go, and I have practice with this because there are some...
Don't get triggered.
People in my life that can do this to me. So we put OG on the air, and I say to myself, I am not doing it this time. I'm just going to let him say. But if you just let him roll, it'll go for 10 minutes.
Keep going.
And he'll say something, much like Elliot will. Like you said, Jack, you'll be like, I'm not fighting with Elliot. And then he'll go, I actually think that Nick Sirianni is better than Bill Belichick. And I'm just like, I like Sirianni, but you're. Yeah.
It's always one step too far.
Well, today was also a vintage performance when he said, last year actually wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah. Just because it was the year after the Super Bowl.
When you put it in context.
Yeah.
Second callers that live rent free in Spike's head. And now, to your credit, and I think our credit, this one's being conquered by one great song that defines our nation. But Eurojohn for a good portion there.
I forgot about Eurojohn.
Yeah. I mean, Jokic versus Embiid.
Yep.
Now we play the national anthem over him.
Yeah.
Let him know who's boss. But for a period there, I think he still lives rent free in your head.
Yeah, he has gotten to a point where I just know he's ridiculous and I'm going to let it happen. I actually think I've reversed it on Eurojohn, and I think I live rent-free in his head to a certain extent.
And it did get to a point where Eurojohn's brother to tell him that you sound psychotic on the radio.
Yes.
Which he does.
Who is Eurojohn's brother?
Eurojohn told us that his brother told him he sounded psychotic.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then he proceeded to sound psychotic in the call.
And then me guessing that Eurojohn got thrown out of the Sixers locker room is one of my best guesses of all time. I had no idea that that was actually true.
And again, before you returned, I had battles with Eurojohn too.
Yes.
Well, especially the Embiid's MVP season.
Yes.
When it was coming down between both of them. Yeah, that was a two-year bout because Embiid finished runner-up 2 years in a row.
He was.
Yeah, so that was like a two- or three-year bout there with Eurojohn with me, too.
Well, he always drives, I think, this show crazy when he goes, he's got to get in the post.
Right.
Yes.
And he's got to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it's 1982.
It was his ugly little game.
And the truth is, Embiid should have won the MVP the year before he won the MVP.
Yes.
And that makes the argument even. It goes on longer because you can make a better argument for Embiid winning it that
he
second
wanted
year.
That second year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. But number one is evident every single time they get on the line together is Kenan Sinemensen.
He does.
Yeah. Absolute rent free.
He does.
It always seems so nice in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Really does. Like when the phone call starts, and then there's just that moment where it's a little condescending. Spike, if you would turn on the tape, I know you won't, but if you did, and I just know it's over. And it's going to turn into 4 minutes of a slinging contest.
Well, the one thing about that call is that sometimes I don't know if Spike's going to throw the first lick.
Yeah, I know.
Because sometimes Spike may decide, you know what, I'm not putting up with the nonsense today. If he even thinks about saying the wrong thing, I'm unloading on him.
Yeah. Now, Ken doesn't call a lot
often,
to our
right,
show.
Exactly.
OG, I know the rhythms of it.
Yes.
Ken, not so much. The thing that Ken does is even if he agrees with me, he will frame it in a way that I'm dumb because I don't agree with him enough or something. I think that's what happened yesterday. I was just like, what do we disagree on here, Ken? So, all right. This hour brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Right after. I talk about Guida. you can talk about the Tasty Cakes.
Oh, two floaters.
Oh, nah. I just got our sponsorship here.
Okay, my bad.
You know, Gaida sponsors the 5 o'clock hour. And is the year-end sale over at Gaida, which goes till December 31st. 40% off any expertly installed window or door. Call Gaida at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. We'll get to Ken right after Ike tells you about Tasty Cake.
Tasty Cake. Tis the season for Tasty Cake. Now, the chill in the air means it's time to snag those limited edition Tasty Cake treats. Enjoy your favorite holiday flavors like Frostbite donuts. How about the salted caramel cheesecake pies? Or try warming up the family with some hot chocolate and mint chocolate candy cakes. Hurry over to your local store right now to stock up on the best flavors of the season, because the holidays aren't complete without your favorite Tasty Cake treat. Grab these treats before the season ends and make today tasty with Tasty Cake. Except no substitutes.
215-592-9494. Oh, there he is. Just on cue. Ken and Cinnaminson. You're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Good afternoon,
what
Ken.
What up, Ken?
So first of all, who didn't cry when Ray Kinsella asks his father to have a catch?
Oh, I did cry. Yep.
Of Field of Dreams.
That's what I'm saying. Is this Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
Anybody with
Ike doesn't like Field of Dreams.
Oh, really?
Well, because I don't like Kevin Costner.
Besides Waterworld.
You love Waterworld, though.
Great movie, Waterworld.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams, thank God that James Earl Jones was in there.
He was good in it as well.
Yes.
I cried at that point. You know what might be a good next question for tomorrow is movie you cried during?
Okay.
Might be a good one. I agree, Ken. I cried during that as well.
And Jack, most people actually think I am a nice guy. I mean, I brought Elliot a bottle of wine that you can only get at the winery in Napa Valley, and we adopted a dog that was abandoned in a Rubbermaid tote a few weeks ago. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's just that, Spike, I have a confession to make. I spent most of my career interviewing people, not like a journalist, but like interviewing people to get confessions out of them.
Yep.
No, to get confessions out of them and stuff like that.
Oh, are you a cop?
Sounds like it.
I'm not. But I'll leave it at that. But
this guy.
Oh wow!
You do seem like a little.
Are you
little CIA?
Yeah. Are you part of the deep state, Ken?
I am. I am not. I live in New Jersey, so that's as deep. That's as deep a state as I.
Okay.
Have.
All right. Fair.
But you know, I do have an innate ability to identify exactly how to really get under somebody's skin, and I love to do it to you because you push back, and I enjoy that. So.
Yeah, I wanted to say, Ken.
Wow, Ken's playing a little game with me.
Well, no, I want Ken to know that people like Ken are the callers.
Yes.
I don't want to give the perspective. I don't want people to think that I dislike a caller like that. I actually, even though you exhaust me, I enjoy those calls because I need a little bit of the fighting during the show. So I give you credit. You do know how to get under my skin. I know a couple people in my life who are good at that as well. You are excellent at it. So,
you did say during the text line yesterday that you hated me.
But I don't.
Well, that was a text line.
Yeah.
I don't take that personally.
No.
The text line was inferring. There was no Spike written on the text line.
Yeah, right.
Now, why wouldn't we want to extend Nick Sirianni? I mean, I know he's no Brian Daboll, but he does have the highest winning percentage.
Go to hell, Kat.
NFL head coach.
I think the argument, even though Elliot said that they should extend him, I thought the one thing he said that I thought was the best argument against it, even though I think they should, is that once again you're making Nick the story in the middle of the season, and that has not gone well for them historically. So I think that is a better argument against it than let's see what happens in the playoff game, or because you could always fire him if they lose the playoff game. But I do think, even if you extend him, I think it's a fair worry to have.
Yeah.
That if you do it now, you're once again making Nick, and then they go and they lose the next game.
It's certainly going to be a story.
Yeah. I think that's the best argument against it.
The flip side of that argument is that, you know, you've got a bunch of core players here that are under contract for a few years here, and it's obvious that these guys love playing for Nick. And it's not because he's giving out orange slices after practice. So there's a reason why these guys love playing for him. There's a reason why you constantly hear these guys, whether it's Jordan Mailata when he's on your show,
yep.
Brandon Graham, or Saquon Barkley, who's been here for 15 minutes, and they're constantly quoting Nick Sirianni when they get an opportunity to talk about some of this stuff. There's a reason why they love playing for him. And so if you extend him, it sends a message to these core guys that are also under contract. Hey, you guys, we're going to keep the band together because we believe that you guys are going to give us a parade down Broad Street. So I don't think that that's necessarily a bad message to send to the core of this team that's under contract for several years. And let's face it, I mean, he's got the highest winning percentage of any active NFL head coach. You cannot argue with the results. And I am so loving listening to the callers that all of a sudden are calling about how much they've always been behind Nick Sirianni, you know, because I remember about 5-6 weeks ago looking on the Sirianni bus, and I was the only guy on the bus. There might have been one other guy in the bathroom, and somebody was driving that thing, and otherwise there was a lot of empty seats. And now somebody keeps bringing a bell, and we keep making all the stops, and it's just amazing to see. Amazing to see.
It is, and you know what, Ken? It's because I was on that bus with you. I might have been driving the damn bus myself. But I also understand fans, right? Fans, when things aren't going well, they want answers. They want results. And they also want to be able to look at somebody to blame them and hold them accountable. I'll say this. I think he's going to get an extension. I honestly believe that. I think the Eagles are more than happy with Nick Sirianni as a head coach. I think his ability to be, I guess, open and willing to be flexible as far as he sort of dialed back some of the things that he would do naturally and instinctually from a, you know, displaying his passion and being a fiery coach and things of that nature. I think they wanted him to dial a little bit of that back. He's certainly been able to do that. And the ball club responds to him. And that's what's most important. That's your best argument. It's the best argument for Nick Sirianni. It's the argument I was making. It was just harder to make when you lose 6 out of 7 games and you end the season the way they did last year. But when players were coming out and saying, it ain't the coach, right? Like when it was basically pawned off as, well, what else are they going to say? You know, or those are the veteran guys. When it was Fletcher and it was Jason Kelsey, guys like that talking about how much they love playing for Nick Sirianni, and it wasn't his fault. I think the organization believes in Nick Sirianni. I think they don't want it to be a distraction right now to the team as to why they would do it. But he, barring another collapse, he's getting an extension at some point this offseason.
The other thing I'd say is to some extent, players know what to say in public, even though they don't always.
Yep.
But they do say the same things off, like when
that's
when
the thing. Yeah. They're saying it off the air or when they're not in an interview.
And not to say anything that anyone has said to any of us, you know, specifically, but the players like rap on Sirianni does not change. Like if they're not being recorded and it's off the record, it's pretty much the same. And when you have that paired with the success, one or the other, I think you could have the question. If they all backed him, but they continually stunk, then it doesn't matter they back him or
not.
But they continue to win and they back him. And I do think I continue to say I don't think the organization put him in the easiest position this year. And he didn't handle it very well in the start, I don't think, but I do think he turned it around. And to be humble about what you're good at and what you're not good at and what you should do and what you shouldn't do and being willing to change, you don't always find people in those positions who are willing to do that. Even listening to the offensive line about what we should do differently on offense, there are some coaches, and we've had them here, who would just say, hey, just you do your job, I'll do my job, I'll call the plays, and you run them.
Run
and,
the plays,
but
yeah.
He was willing to listen, and they adjusted, and it turned around their season. And there's a lot to say for that. So he's not perfect, and I think he deserved criticism after the Browns thing, and I think he will probably do things again that deserve criticism. But you can be criticized without saying this guy shouldn't have the job anymore.
Right.
Or maybe, you know, if we win the Super Bowl, how are we going to move off of Nick Sirianni so we can keep Kellen Moore? I mean, that's the kind of stupidity that we had to listen to all summer long. I want to see if we have a parade down Broad Street in February, if there's people calling this radio station saying we got to fire the head coach because they're going to lose Kellen Moore. Because
nobody's, I mean, if they win the Super Bowl, it won't, I can promise you, we won't take those calls.
They may have won.
July, yeah. Right? So that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we might get it when they're 0-1 the following year.
Yes.
But not till then. All right, Ken. Appreciate the call. I don't hate you, brother.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Happy
you
Thanksgiving.
Too, brother.
Ken. All right. That was a good good little bit there you had there, Jack, for the top five, I thought.
Awesome, yeah.
I'm glad that Ken and I have a friendly
relationship.
Yeah, working relationship.
A working relationship.
So coming up next, Jack will have to deliver to us the most recent bad update for the Sacrifice for Soto movement. You know, there's not great updates coming. So
well, there's an update for the Eagles.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that they signed.
Yeah.
All right, so both things. So they signed a guy. The Eagles signed a guy. And the Phillies aren't gonna.
Well, Jack say both of them.
Yeah, we'll have Jack say both of them next. What do you think about that, Jack?
I'll break down the tape.
Oh, you could use some. Can you use some baseball slang when you do it? Can I go
to talk about the defensive end, Nick Lane?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, no.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. All right, that's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This Thanksgiving, we're serving up epic football moments with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Now, the FanDuel app serves up all the ingredients you need to place live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to join today and get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/Ike. Make this Thanksgiving extra special with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Heaven save me! But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
I have to say, at Chickie's yesterday, we had more crowd participation than
ever. Pretty good yesterday.
Again, we always do better when there's a Flyers game.
Yes.
That is true.
Yes. Flyers crowd and Creed
did
crowd.
Did not realize that, but yes, I think you may be on to something.
The Venn diagram of Flyers fans and Creed fans is almost completely overlapping.
Now, and then sometimes you get WWE Raw fans there.
Which is helpful as
very,
well.
Very, very helpful.
Yes.
So,
Eagles signed somebody. They signed Charles Harris off of, claimed him off of waivers. He is an edge. I don't know anything about Charles Harris. Jack,
former first round pick. He was there a lot of arguments back in the day between Derek Barnett and Charles Harris. Who should they draft?
Really?
Yeah, they both suck.
And
but
who put him on waivers?
Panthers.
Okay.
I did have three sacks this year, so at least there's some.
At least he's done something this year.
Yeah.
More than Huff.
Yeah. Well, that's disappointing.
Good point.
Yeah, why don't you just...
That's a good point.
Just throwing it out there.
No, it's officially Jalen's hunt season, baby. Finally, a 58's going to be making plays again in an Eagles uniform.
I will say this. He's probably better suited to be a pass rush specialist.
Charles
right
Harris.
Now. Yeah, no,
Jalen. Yes.
Jalen. I don't know if he'll hold up out there on rundowns. And I'll tell you, this ain't a good week for that.
No, I mean, there's going to be a lot of running.
I mean, Derrick Henry is bigger than half of our DNs, or whatever we call them, outside linebackers, whatever they are.
Well, when I was watching the game last night, that what I thought watching him is that he looks like a linebacker.
Yeah,
yeah,
playing running back.
Yeah, he is enormous.
Big boy.
You know who loves Jalix is Brandon. Brandon Graham brings up Jalix Hunt all the time. So
probably took him under his wing.
Yeah, he's, you know, young, probably not ready for it, but he's going to have to learn quick.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes this helps. Sometimes somebody's capable of something you didn't know they were capable of. If this Sixers season hadn't been such a complete and total embarrassment and disaster, we probably wouldn't have seen Jared McCain. So playing as much as he did.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to make sure you bring this up. Because you brought this up to me on Friday, Spike when we left the show, and then Buzz reminded me of this, and I just saw Tom Kelly.
Oh, yes.
And we just sang Creed.
Yes.
And I remember that when TK said that he didn't know the words to the song.
Do you remember that, Jack, when he didn't know the words?
I heard him when he said it Friday after we left. Yeah, I heard him.
That he knows the words.
Yes.
He just didn't want to sing it because he's too embarrassed.
Well, and today, you know he timed this up so he wouldn't be here when it came on.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Why are you too nervous to sing? We're just having a good time.
We're not good singers.
Did not time it, so I'd come in right after 5:30. Wow. I know it looks suspicious. Yeah. Not what happened.
Yeah. Why are you blushing in there? I mean, it sounds like you're tensing up right now.
Who cares?
We're all having a good time,
People
Teeks.
Don't think you're a good singer. Okay, Teeks. Let's put it out there, right? You sing and it's bad. What is the worst that happens?
I probably not much.
You sound like 95% of us.
Yeah. Scott Stapp can really sing.
Most of us can't sing, yeah.
We can't sing. That's the point, is we're making it okay for people like you.
Come on, T.
Well, tomorrow, I'll be here, and I'll sing 5:30 Creed with you guys.
You're going to sing it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
All right, good.
All right.
And we're holding to that, too.
The only thing I'd ask of you.
Another successful bullying tactic.
Well, here's the, hold on. Now, quick thing. Buzz is supposed to join us tomorrow for now. Do we shut his mic off so TK can sing?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I doing a solo now?
No.
No, you baby.
Oh, relax.
he almost bailed right there.
It's just that
he wasn't showing up until 5:45.
This Buzz is so bad that this is all we ask of you. Can I give you two tips?
Yes.
You know, first of all, let it fly. That is the first one. Don't come out and try to, you know, hide it.
Yeah,
just let it fly.
This isn't Masked Singer. Like, you're not winning a contest here.
So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, and Jack needs to maybe learn this a little bit, but Buzz definitely does, is just if you back off the mic a little bit, like do it from here.
Yeah, take the mic out your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm a good singer. So, like, you know.
How many solos?
11 in middle school. Everyone knows that. And two first place finishes in show choir.
You really did peak before 17.
He really did, man. He is Al Bundy, man. He really is.
Singer, ace pitcher.
Go choir?
Yeah.
Yeah, show choir. Now, he came in first place in the state in show choir. We were the only ones competing. Dominant. We were dominant at show choir.
Show choir. What is that?
You know what I think broke Jack, and God bless her because I love her, Jill, is that he finally, like, you know, he was chasing after Jill for a while, for years, and then he finally
got her,
succeeded, and then everything else.
Yeah, he quit.
Yes.
That's why he can't extend Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, no, Spike's right. You were showing off all through high school, trying to prove how talented you were.
Uh-huh. Baseball singer.
Yeah. You won Jill over finally.
Well, middle school was when I got all the solos. I was a cool guy by high school, and yeah, I always tell Jill I would have gone D1 if I wasn't dating you. Now, well worth it.
If I wasn't dating you, I'd have went D1. Wasn't she the better athlete?
Yeah. Well. Probably.
Oh. Yes. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yes.
She's better athlete. I threw harder, but
I threw harder.
So nailed it,
man. Yes.
No, but yeah, I would have.
Walker does have a chance.
Yeah, Walker's got a shot. We're gonna need her agility and quickness,
right?
Because I had none of that. I wasn't a laterals man.
And you still haven't. What, Roseman?
Laterals man.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't even know what that is.
Not going lateral.
Oh, lateral.
Yeah, gotcha. Come on. You play sports.
The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping now, marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? 62% say no, 38% say yes. Before we get back to the phones, Jack, do we have a, are we going full report?
Baseball?
Yeah.
There it's we go. Time for you know you're going to play that. Jackie Baseball Report. Sacrifice for Soto. Oh. Jackie Baseball.
This came out about like 12:30 last night from John Morosi. A fun thing to wake up to. But Juan Soto has offers from 5 teams. A source confirms a report by Randy Miller. The Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, and the Blue Jays. So according to John Morosi and Randy Miller, the Phillies have not made an offer to Juan Soto. Bob Nightingale said yesterday they haven't even reached out to Juan Soto's camp. So
damn.
It kind of feels like It's all dead.
Can I'm trying to tea leaf read, which I like to do. And the fact that it is public information that they didn't even reach out, I just wonder if all is well in the Phillies, Scott Boras sort of ecosystem there. Yeah. Now, they have two players who used to have Boras in Taiwan Walker and Nick Castellanos, who fired him while they were here.
Yeah.
And then you sort of wonder whether... I just look at this and think to myself, well, why wouldn't they at least want to meet with him, right? I mean, at least give your pitch. He's Juan Soto. Maybe it goes well. But I wonder if they, and also the other thing that Boras, the other Boras thing that has happened this offseason is, one, he said that Bryce wanted to talk about, was open to talk about an extension. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is they've been linked to Bregman so many times, which I'm sure they're not publicizing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's Boras. I wonder if there is a little frustration with the team and Boras, and they just said, we're never going to get him. We're not playing your game where we bid it up and we're going to look foolish at the end. I wonder. I don't have any information on that. But it, the whole thing seems a little weird to me that the team that basically has signed the two of the biggest free agents of the last 5 years, willing to spend money, good team, open in the opening a spot in the outfield where they could certainly fill, wouldn't even meet with Juan Soto. It's weird, right?
Yeah, so you think that's more or less they didn't believe he would choose them, or they truly aren't being aggressive in trying to get him?
Well, I think they don't think they're going to get him anyway. So I mean,
why? Because he wouldn't want to come here, or they don't feel like they're going to have enough cash to offer.
I mean, with what Middleton said at that the Penn conference or wherever he's at. It doesn't seem like he wants to leave New York, and that's kind of maybe where they're at. It's disappointing though to not even play along a little bit, like, to completely sit it out. I find a tad annoying.
Yeah, but you know what? With these teams, and I agree with you, but part of them is they know the disappointment we can have as a fan base, so it's almost like they don't want. They don't want to get our hopes up with it to where we're disappointed when it doesn't happen.
I also think there is some sort of calculation in their mind where if they play it off as if they weren't interested, whoever, both from a fan standpoint, but also from a player standpoint, they can go into those negotiations not seeming desperate, right? Because they missed out on their big guy.
Right.
And now somebody, whether it's Boras or somebody else, tries to hold them over when they're in a position where they have to make a defensive signing rather than a signing where they are the aggressors, you know, and I think it probably puts them in a better situation. I still can't get around the fact that they didn't even sit in the room with the guy.
Yeah, it almost feels like the LeBron.
A little bit.
Sweepstakes before LeBron went to L.A.
Yep. And I think the Sixers looked ridiculous in that, by the way. And everybody was excited for it.
Yep.
And they flew to Los Angeles.
We had signings.
Dude, they didn't even.
He was at Malvern.
Yes. You know, scouting the school. Not only did they not meet with LeBron, they didn't even meet with Rich Paul.
Right.
So.
Did they meet with?
The assistant to Rich Paul.
I'm like, man, well, who did they meet with?
Bronny.
I think
he was 14.
Yep. But I think that's why there's been this push for Crochet. Like, I think Crochet is going to be there. We didn't get Soto, but we got you another eight. Like, we're doing something.
Yes.
Like, they're showing some aggression from that standpoint. So, like, when the winter meetings happen and Soto makes the decision, I think the Phillies are going to quickly complete the Crochet deal, and that's going to be their big offseason move. And then we'll see what happens with Bregman and the other kind of position players.
Hmm.
I think they want to do something big. I think that Crochet is the big move they can make.
And let's just throw this out there. And, you know, it'll be nice if they get Crochet. It doesn't have, I don't think anybody here in Philadelphia is like, yay!
Well, I would be thrilled.
He's a good player. He's a good pitcher, obviously, but he does not have the same sort of sizzle that Soto does.
Not even close.
Yeah. The other thing, too, and you weren't going to talk about this, but if they're, you had mentioned to me before the show, Willy Adames, and if they sign him and put him at third base rather than putting him at shortstop and moving Trey Turner to the outfield, It's outrageous. I mean, eventually it happens, right? You think eventually it happens?
Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got max 2 years of shortstop.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's yeah. Willie Adames would be signed to play third base. Yes.
Okay. A really good shortstop.
No.
He's good.
Nah.
Yeah,
he declined defensively last year.
Okay. 1 year decline. Yeah. How old is he? He's 30 years old. Okay. All right. Whatever. So are we? Are we? Is this officially the eulogy for Sacrifice for Soto?
Jack.
Or do we wait? Are there maybe a mystery team?
We're waiting. Right. Yeah,
we're waiting until he signs somewhere.
We're still. Yeah. We could still be the half team in. According
to John.
Is this
going to be one of those off seasons where no one else does anything until he signs?
Yes.
Oh God.
But he's going to sign. He's going to sign in a couple days.
We said that about Bryce.
No, I'm not.
They said mid-December at the latest.
Okay.
Because you know why? Because Boris needs it for his clients.
Right. All his other clients.
So if he can set that market as high as possible, it makes everything better for everyone else. Do you want to make a prediction, Jack, where he signs?
I think he goes back to the Yankees, actually.
That's my prediction as well. I don't think it's a loser move to go to the Mets. I don't care how much money it is. It's cooler to stay a Yankee.
It's $800 million?
Man, but 700 million.
800 million. Yeah. What difference does it make?
You had to go to Queens. What would you rather do? Be in the Bronx for 700 million or have to drive to Queens every day for 800 million? I'd rather be in the Bronx.
I was terrified either way, so.
Yes. But it's just so far. It's like it might as well be in Europe, the Queens.
That was my first time to Queens.
It's just far.
I'd never been to Queens before.
I have no problem with Queens in general. It's just far. All right. Jack, you want to tell everybody about Scott Honda, then we finish up the show?
Of course, because you've heard me talk about my friends at Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car and my current Honda, but I also test drove the all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue, the first that Honda has ever put out. And I was blown away. It's sleek, sporty, and packed with technology, and very spacious for adventures and growing families like myself. So, celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda of Westchester and now Scott Honda of Vineland. And when you go, make sure you test the new Prologue and ask about the unbelievable deals on the Prologue right now. Visit scottautogroup.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, what up? You're on WIP.
Okay, it then got me mad now. You know what I mean? The Phillies, man, they Jackie baseball.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something, man. If they don't go out there and at least try to get Juan Soto, I'm going to have a problem.
But what if they're not going to get him?
Man, they can't hit nobody. They cannot hit the playoffs half the time. They need somebody that can hit. Come on,
I know.
Man. Bring the man in or do something. Because the money. Let me ask you this, Jack. Now, y'all got me on.
Crochet is the best.
Crochet and Bregman is actually two players.
Let me just ask the question. Let me ask the question. Please, let me ask the question.
All right.
Can somebody leak out and say they don't want to come to a team? Can that really happen, like through the agent, through somebody, and say, listen, I don't want to. Don't even put me down with that team. Can they do that?
Oh, yeah. That stuff's gotten out there before.
Okay, so that's probably what's going on. Something like that. And I know don't nobody want to come to the Sixers. You know what I mean?
They just got Paul George. They just got Paul George, Big A.
Man, they had to save all that money to get Paul George. Paul George wasn't going to turn that down. Don't nobody want to come to play for the Sixers. Nobody. Now,
except for all the guys that just came to play for the Sixers, aside from those guys.
The old guys come to play.
Caleb Martin's not old. Kelly Oubre's not old.
Oh, man. Oh, stop. Okay. All right. We're going to talk about this. Listen.
All right.
Look, I'm down with Nick, but if he loses in the first round, he got to go. If he loses in the first round, he got to go. It ain't no trying to sign him down or sign him an off. Hey, if he loses the first playoff game, see you, Nick. Get on out of here.
Okay.
I'm not playing around with him. You know what I mean? We want to win. Evidently, go ahead.
Well, don't you want to see the game before you want to fire the coach over it?
I just said if he loses the first playoff game, I want to see the
game. I know.
I don't care if they lose by a point.
But, Big A, what if they play a good team? All the NFC teams are looking good right now. What if they play Green Bay or Minnesota and lose by 3 points and he didn't do anything wrong? They just got outplayed. You know, those guys get paid, too.
Right, I understand that. But you can't fire the players. You got to fire the coach. All right? You can't fire the players, you fire the coach.
All right.
You know, you can bring somebody else up in there and you know, do the same thing, rah-rah, man, and do all that stuff, too. You know what I mean? Because we got to do something around the city. I want to win. Win a game. Win the championship. Playoffs. I won the championship, man. I'm 58 years old. I want to see one before they throw me in the dirt.
You got time.
I want to see a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. You're only 58, right? Man. You're still young.
Yeah, man. I feel young, man. I feel good.
Oh, you got that energy going, man.
Yeah, you're fired up.
Yeah, I'm fired up because after Jackie gave me that report.
Yes.
They're not even looking at the man. I mean, maybe they talking to him on the low and not really saying nothing. I don't know. I hope. I just hope now. It's about hope.
Maybe.
But.
We're gonna pivot, Big A, and we're gonna get two or three players.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
What we gonna do this week? What we gonna do against Baltimore? But give me a quick little.
Oh, it's early. It's early, Big A. Now this is a tough one, man. It's early, man. It's a tough one.
Did you pick them to lose this game?
Who? Me?
Yeah, you.
No.
No, never.
Nope.
No, you picked them to go 17-0. You had to have a loss somewhere.
You mean before the season?
Before the season, I had 12-5.
I had 5 losses on the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I thought you meant that I picked him to lose this week. Like did I pick him already to lose?
I remember at the beginning of this year, you had 5 losses. How many you say, Spike?
I said they'd be 10-7 and win a playoff game. Yeah, all right.
The big dumb dick won again?
I don't even want to ask Jack. He probably had about 5.
He said they had
11. Actually, Jack said
16-1. No, Jack said
16-1. 16-1. Win the Super Bowl. I didn't have to talk to. I sit down conversation with the big bosses here for not taking it seriously. I was dead serious.
You were not dead serious.
You're kidding. You're
he's full of it. You can't take anything that that guy says seriously.
He's serious, man.
Get the hell out of here. You diss him every week. So what are you talking about? You don't even like Jalen. So you only
Yeah.
So why are you going to say you succeeded well, man? Why are you playing?
Well, because bad things happen to me.
Soto, that we're going to get him. Get me hype on that, because
I'm telling you, they're better. They're better off with Bregman, Crochet, and Tyler O'Neill in left field.
Oh my god!
3 players for the price of 1.
Another $700 million higher.
All right, Big A.
All right, Big A.
We gotta go.
I was waiting on you to say that. They're better off with these guys instead of Soto.
No, I would never do that.
Garrett Crochet could be the best pitcher in baseball.
Dude, I'm just letting
it's
everyone
another
know.
Another Wheeler.
I'm letting it. He's the next Wheeler.
Okay, Andrew.
Next Wheeler.
I tweeted that the other day.
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, baby?
Andrew, good to hear from you, pal.
I got a bone to pick with Jackie Baseball.
All right.
Jack, do you know how much hand soap is at Bath & Body Works or how much it weighs?
No, I don't know how much it weighs.
Figures.
Oh,
wow.
Because he doesn't wash his hands in the bathroom.
Hold on. When did you sharpen up?
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, it's not a good one. I mean, for Andrew, it's okay.
It's a good one.
It's okay. It's not bread and butter.
Jack, you've been hating on a lot of the dogs today. I mean, a lot of our callers, like, it's family, man. Like,
well, we got a high bar here. I lost Chuck over this.
Showing some love, showing some hate. You got to pick some people up when they come on.
Yeah.
And aside from that, you know, it's long going arguments here and there. We'll have them. Don't worry. But we got some AKGs, AK guarantees. So this week, big game. I don't think it's going to be
AK.
Yeah,
that's the initials.
Yeah.
Oh.
So my score prediction: 35-28 Birds. I mean, we're going to put the ball in the end zone. Their defense is not as good as it has been. Our plan will be neutralize Lamar with our best linebacker duo, stopping Derrick Henry, keeping him in the pocket, Lamar, and Derrick Henry's going to get eaten up by Jalen Carter. So, you know, he'll be a dominant force in the middle, and the Ravens wide receivers are not good. We got Quinyon and Coop, two of the best in the league, so
the Ravens receivers aren't good.
Have another big day. Smitty's going off on his return. And, we're getting another dub, being 10-2, and then going undefeated for the rest of the entire year. So
yep, might as well.
You know how it is.
All right, okay.
And, I'll see you guys in person on Monday after a big win.
Love it.
shouting out to BG. I'll give you my tricep, both of my triceps, if that works. So,
all right.
Yeah, have all a good day, fellas. Jack, wash your hands, man.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, started off great.
Yep.
And then they started going to his
list.
As
he usually does.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. I love okay, Andrew. Settle for, don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You're a real piece of
The Netflix headquarters.
We're just exposing him today.
Just pay for Netflix.
I'm just letting you know, I felt uncomfortable with all that information over the airwaves.
Yeah. Well, it's probably illegal.
He was doing something illegal or not.
When someone calling with a VPN password or whatever.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
You being able to use a VPN.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a virtual something that it's basically when you log into one computer from another computer. So Jack would be able to watch his parents' Netflix basically through their computer on his computer.
Wow.
It disguises where your computer is.
Wow.
Virtual something network, VPN stands for.
Yeah. So,
all right. What's next?
I was having a what on Sunday night? BG hearing my Lana say he was having a blender.
Is that what he said? Blender?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's having a blender on Sunday.
He said that last night, too, and I was like, what?
Having a blender?
I think he likes doing it, just to throw everyone
off. Yeah, he's definitely throwing out
his Australian
sayings,
stuff.
Yes, that he knows that we don't really... He said something else last night to begin with a B. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Crocodile Dundee Milata over there. He's throwing shrimps on the Barbie and putting people in a blender. What's next?
Austria, eh?
Micah Parsons would be awesome in Philly. This town needs more guys with otherworldly talent that spend more time on social media than on the field. Alex in Lancaster.
It's just an Embiid shot.
Oh, I was going to say, who was that a shot at?
Embiid.
Yeah. Actually.
Well, he's actually been kind of quiet on social media.
Yeah.
He did post over the weekend, block out all the noise, ..
Well, it's the
It's
the crypto.com ads, which is
convenient timing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He's ducking the home crowd.
This guy. If people only knew. What's next?
Just when I thought Spike Harris, Elliot said last year was actually impressive. Good, good.
The NovaCare worm.
Wow. I bet he'll do that one.
Wow, put his own spin on it.
Yeah.
Elliot saying that last year actually wasn't that bad.
It's unbelievable.
That is.
Even Howard was like, damn.
Yeah. That is unbelievable spin.
That's next level commitment to the worm.
Yes, it is.
And I think he was trying to get one of us to...
To bite.
Yes.
Ted wins.
11.
10 and 1. Oh, 11 total. But 10 and 1 is...
Hard to win 11 games
in this league. The other team gets paid too. What's next?
Only Elliot could be told by Spike that BG specifically said he couldn't play in the Super Bowl and then respond by casually saying, yeah, but it's my opinion that he could do it. Tim in Newark.
I literally thought the same thing. You sit there telling us that BG basically told you he's not playing.
Well, he said he talked to Javon Hargrave, who had the same injury.
Same injury.
And he said, after the surgery, you literally can't do anything for 6 weeks. Well, the Super Bowl is 8 weeks away.
No, believe me, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at his face, and he was dead serious.
Yes, he didn't care.
He's like, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if he played. What?
What's next?
It's nice to see someone get a lifeline from that morning show.
So, favorite from this show specifically? I would say...
Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, the morning show did give BG a lifeline this morning.
I think they learned from the Jason Kelsey thing.
Yes. Well, when we called the camera on that, he knew. They just let him
die.
Yeah. So Jason's still trying to think of his favorite moment from the WIP morning show.
Once again, here we are, vulturing content from the morning show. Yeah,
that's what we do. So Fritz at 6 is next.
Oh, Riding with the King.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do? You going to get Howard's opinion on the extension?
Well, yeah, I mean, him and Elliot have just been so annoying about the Nick thing.
Yep.
So he's fine. We relax. He's fine.
And then TK after that.
Teeks.
Big night on WIP tonight.
Yeah, he's warming up his vocal cords for tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't you ever bring Teek in to do
the hour? Yeah, that's a good idea. It's like,
well, I'm not the PD.
No, I mean, I said Ike, but I slept, but I was looking right at you.
Yes, yeah. I know. Yes, that's why I was wondering how you said Spike. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah, don't you worry about it. But I said that's a great...
I told you people, they mix up Spike and Ike, man. They do it all the time.
Yeah, well,
we're very different. He's right all the time. I'm wrong all the time. Even if I said it, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's about time you learned that one.
Yep. All right. Well, we will we'll talk to you tomorrow for our big Thanksgiving show. We have a lot planned. We'll figure
top
that out.
Sides. What are you cooking?
Yep.
Baked turkey.
How do you want your turkey? Baked or fried?
Yep.
Your go-to bird.
And then with me, little passive-aggressive comments about murdering animals throughout the entire thing. With the how they treat them. And, all right. Well, you just got to throw it in there.
I'm slapping my butterball around now.
Oh, whoa.
God, why would I say that?
Grab that one, buddy. Grab that one. Oh, my God. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Look, if you're busy slapping your butterball around at home with old drafty windows and doors, you got to go Gaida. That's right. I'm telling you, you don't replace the old windows and doors before the winter. One of two things happens. One, your heating bill is going to go through the roof. Your energy bill is going to go through the roof because you have the cold air coming through the windows and the doors. Or you'd be laying on the blanket, wrapped in blankets, you know, doubled up, two hoodies, whatever it is. Just solve this problem. Call Gaida. Gaida Door and Window has a great sale going on right now, celebrating the holidays with their big end-of-year sales event. You get 40% off every window you buy. Every professionally installed window is 40% off. Every new door, 40% off. Patio doors and garage doors and storm doors, whatever door you want. And because they know you got to keep some money there for holiday presents, you can start your project with no money down, no interest up to 12 months. Go Gaida right now. Take advantage of all of this. All prior sales are excluded, but it only goes until December 31st. Don't screw around. Call Gaida Door and Window today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit GoGaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
Slap my butterball around now.